The price tag for the war in Iraq is one reason why the war remains the number one concern of Americans. That's according to a recent poll by the Pew Center for the People and the Press. But opinion is still closely divided over the president's decision to use military force in Iraq and over what to do now. Andrew Kohut joins me now to discuss the Pew Center's findings. He is the director of the center, and welcome to the program.
Happy to be with you.
Now, your poll shows that Americans are where they were about a year ago on Iraq, closely divided. But within those numbers, you found some movement that should give Democrats reason for optimism this midterm election year.
Well, the public has much more confidence in the Democrats than the Republicans to handle the Iraq issue by a margin of 50% to 31%. Those are the people who say Iraq is the most important problem, and it reflects discontent with President Bush. Only about a third of the public continue to think that he has a good plan for bringing that operation to a successful conclusion. But there's a good deal of moderation with respect to opinion on Iraq. Among the 48% of people who say we got to get those troops home, only 14% are saying immediately. A third are saying gradually, bring them home, but gradually.
And for some of the other issues that Americans find important in domestic issues, the economy, security, terrorism, foreign policy, you found that Americans prefer the Democrats over the Republicans.
Margins of almost 2-1 say they have more confidence than Democrats. And this is very different than what we found a year ago when the public was about evenly divided. Many polls are now showing pluralities saying the country would be better off if the Democrats controlled the Congress. And of course, that's the number one political question for this year.
The recent scandals involving Jack Abramoff, the lobbying scandal, and also the controversy over the NSA wiretapping, that hasn't really caught on with the public.
Well, with respect to Abramoff, we only had 18% saying they've been following this very closely. So that's a pretty small number. And I think it reflects the cynicism that our poll and most polls have found. We found 81% of Americans saying that, you know, there's nothing new here. Lobbyists bribing lawmakers in Washington is pretty commonplace. Americans are very, very cynical about what goes on in Washington and the way political leaders act.
And what does your poll find in terms of the public support for the recent story about the National Security Agency wiretaps at the behest of the president of suspected terrorist telephone calls?
Well, this did attract a good deal of attention, but there's not much outrage, nor is there even a consensus about whether this was right or wrong. There is a fair degree of support for bending the rules when it comes to dealing with the war on terrorism. Our polls have consistently shown most, or not most, but many Americans saying that sometimes torture can be justified when dealing with terrorist suspects to protect the United States. So I think the lesson here is that the public doesn't think the rights of ordinary, blameless, guiltless people, people who have nothing to fear, are at risk here.
Andrew Kohut is director of the Pew Center for the People and the Press. Thank you very much.
Thank you.